Change.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, bud. How are you doing?
I have food poisoning and I'm doing absolutely horrific.
Oh my God, that is the absolute worst.
Yeah, it really is. It really is the absolute worst. I mean, at least I'm like 99% sure it's food poisoning. And I'm pretty sure, you can never be that sure with food poisoning, what you ate. You know what I mean? It can be difficult.
Yeah.
But if I had to point to it, I'm pretty sure it was the Air Canada airline food on the way back from Las Vegas yesterday.
Oh, that'll definitely do
it. I think it did me in. Yeah. The time frame checks out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a not great day.
Well.
So if I sound a little under the weather, it's because I'm literally laying in bed, but I didn't want to bail on you, Mike. So I'm
here. I appreciate that.
And there's a lot of good records to talk about. So I didn't want to bail on you.
For sure. And you know, good thing about food poisoning, honestly, is it's only going to last a day or two. If like, right, most cases. So should be feeling pretty good here soon, I hope.
Oh, I lost you. The phone cut out. This is just not my day. But I assume you said, here's what I assume you said.
Mm-hmm.
For this is my fun little quiz game. I assume you said it's quick.
Yes.
Gets through you fast. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the only silver lining I have at the moment. But
for sure.
Yeah. So there's a lot of great records. And I felt like this would be a great way to take my mind off things.
Of course.
But yeah, I'm also feeling a little all over the place. So yeah. So we'll see how this goes. But thanks everybody for tuning in. And welcome back to another episode of The New Noise. And this is really going to be a great week. How would you like to start, Mike?
The way we've been starting lately, and I say lately, I mean the last couple months, with a little bit of new news.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's all kind of unfortunate news this week that I've gotten. As of today, actually, we're recording on Thursday. These guys really just can't catch a break as far as vehicles are involved. But Silent Planet's had a van accident.
Dude, I know.
Everyone seems okay. Garrett went to the hospital because his head's bleeding or something along those lines. Nothing officially announced, but make sure you send those guys some love. Maybe buy some merch off their store. You won't get it until they return from tour, but they could probably use all the cash they can get right now.
Definitely. And like, you know, hopefully, you know, I guess a lot of times when bands go through this, I mean, thankfully everyone's okay. But
yeah,
you know, with the money side of things, you know, sometimes the insurance companies aren't so cool when they find out that it's a band.
Yep.
You know, and sometimes the whatever insurance policy you might have that is the only one you can afford, sometimes, you know, it might not be on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they're able to, you know, get their van fixed and get some gear back, but definitely no promises on that at all. So make sure, yes, you support them however you can. Absolute Road Warriors, a great band.
For sure.
Some of my favorite people. I mean, Garrett's a staple on this podcast.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I
great dude.
I had the Twitter thing. Like, you know, they switched Twitter a while back to like you can set it so that, you know, when you open it, it like shows you the most recent tweets.
I mean, I don't use Twitter, right?
But okay. Well that's
I
like,
get that, yeah.
They rolled that feature out like, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. Which is great because, you know, I want to see what's going on. I don't want to see like what it thinks I want me to see.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the first thing I saw was like 38 seconds ago, Garrett posted that. And I was like, oh my God, I hope they are okay. Cause like this real time shit was scary. So
yep, for sure.
That's really good to hear that they're, you know, they're okay. And hopefully they can get back on the tour as soon as possible.
Yep. I hope so too. They're out on tour with Plot and You right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can only miss or a few dates of that, get back on and everybody can go out, support them, have a fun time.
100%. That's some bad new news. Bad new news.
Speaking of some other bad new news, the Dead Kennedys, D.H. Pellegrino has passed away.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Man.
Saw that. Pretty unfortunate. Dead Kennedys, iconic punk band.
Yeah.
Grunge, whatever you kind of want to slot them into.
It's punk.
Yeah.
Very punk, not grunge.
Yeah.
Take that back, Mike. They're a punk band.
I won't.
They're a surf punk band, if anything, which is always interesting. One of the most iconic and interesting bands maybe to ever exist. Obviously, you know, it's a different band these days, but it is very sad. Sad news.
Yep. And the last one I kind of got is Brandon, previous guitarist turned vocalist in the band Palisades, has left the band, and they've unfortunately had to drop off of the tour that they were on because of that. Hopefully they will figure something out, but that band's been through quite a few vocalist changes lately.
Yeah. We were just talking about how good that guy was doing on that new record.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the band.
Damn, dude, you got anything uplifting for me?
I'm having a pretty good day.
good. Well, that makes one of us, Mike. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, man.
We got nice weather. It's a beautiful day. I've got my Liquid Death, Bury It Alive, you know.
Nice.
We're rocking and rolling.
Nice. Love it.
But some good news I do have is actually good news from Friday last week, and that is all the amazing albums that came out.
Yeah, great week. Really great week.
Let's start with this Polyphia record.
Yeah, it rips.
It is insane.
It's amazing. And you know, the vocal songs, really good. Like really good. I was kind of like, I looked through it, the track listing before I listened to it, and I was like, oh man, there's a lot of songs with vocals. And I kind of realized, oh, a lot of them are instrumentalists. Mm-hmm. So there weren't as many, but I loved them on this record. The song with Chino was so cool. Man, it's just a phenomenal piece of music and art, and a band that, I don't know. This is just, if someone puts this number one record of the year, I will totally see that. I totally agree with them.
I agree. This song with Chino, I also really, really enjoyed it. I think it's better than any of his work with Deftones, which I've never been a huge Deftones fan, but I think his vocal style worked really well on that song. I liked a lot of the hip hop and rap artists that kind of came in because when I saw those names, I was kind of expecting like a go hard, very almost like trap hip hop style where it was going to be very aggressive. And they actually kind of really put in a mellow, more R&B hip hop rap sound on the records, which I think just really, really plays in well with Polyphia's sound. I think overall it's just awesome record. And one of those records you just listen to and you really can't point out anything wrong with it.
No, and a record that every time you listen to it, you're going to discover something else because it's just, there's so much going on in this thing. Incredible album.
For sure. And did you get a chance to check out that new album from our good friends in Driveways?
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's like they're doing that we'll call it the Bill Murray thing where they're kind of like this in-between album and EP thing. Mm-hmm. I think this is 8 tracks. I absolutely love the direction. They're a band that's getting harder and harder to kind of define.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to think of like ways, like for somebody that might not know them because they are an unsigned band, even though they have 200,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, still an unsigned band, but it's like 4 Year Strong meets Machine Gun Kelly, kind of. It's like,
and even that, it's, I almost describe it as if like A Day to Remember had stayed with the What Separates Me from You sound.
Right.
Maybe gone a little bit lighter, mixed with a little bit of like Chunk No Captain Chunk, and it's spooky.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really tough. I absolutely love the lyrics on this thing too.
Mm-hmm. I think they're only getting better lyricists.
So good. Of course, they've got the thick Worcester accent, which I also appreciate too, because that's different. You don't hear that very often. Some of the talking bits, you hear the accent. But absolutely, like the first track, that it's kind of almost like an intro track, really. Maybe not. I don't know. It's got that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. It just sets such a great tone for the album, and I love the lyrics so much. And man, this band is just incredible band.
Yep,
just incredible. I wish. Yeah, I know they've got things going on, and they're not trying to be this massive band that's gonna, you know, tour the U.S. for 6 weeks. I know that's not what they're trying to do. But man, I selfishly wish they were, because you know, I want to see a put together show. I want to see them headline, and I guess I might have to go to Massachusetts to do that.
Yep, I'm in the same boat. I know I've talked to them. We're trying to get them out to Detroit, so we'll have an opportunity here pretty soon, I hope.
Oh, sick.
We'll figure it out.
I will be there.
Let's go straight down the line. This Love Is Noise EP. What's the name of it? Euphoria, Where Were You? Did you get a chance to check this one out?
Yeah.
I love EPs.
I do love EPs. And yeah, this was cool. You know, I think this band, like sonically, It's just they're intense, man. They're crazy.
Oh yeah.
You know, some of the coolest production I've heard. A real no rules. Like we're just going to turn this up to 10
mm-hmm.
and we're going to turn that up to 10. Let's just turn everything up to 10.
Yep.
And never in a bad way. Always like in a kind of a tasteful, like you can still hear everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I didn't have a chance to dive into the lyrics and stuff like that really. But, overall, this is just a really solid offering from a really, really cool project.
Yeah, I think so too. The only thing that I really wanted from this was kind of more. I really like the EP format usually, but when you have a band like this that is really, really good at kind of creating a space, creating an atmosphere, you almost want a longer piece. Kind of like that Loathe record from a couple years ago. You'd kind of need that time in order to get into it. And then once you get into it, this just kind of feels over. I mean, you can always spin it again, right? Nothing wrong with that. But I think it's really good, just short.
It's a side A, and there's nothing wrong with that. I love EPs, and I think this is great. And I'm sure the band, you know, they're going to ride the success of this, and we're going to get a full length record for sure. So probably sooner than later. So that's really great.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people are curious. They've already heard my thoughts because I've listened to this record. I listened to it one more time after we kind of spoke. Mm-hmm. The Hell We Create by Fit for a King. What'd you think of this?
Great album. Great album. Love the mix of kind of throwback metalcore mm-hmm. with modern elements.
Yep.
I love that. They really found a way to kind of, I don't know, take the kind of exciting parts of the kind of bygone era and put them into this record and kind of leave the scraps, oh yeah, like, did we really like metalcore in 2005 that much? They, you know what I mean? They kind of made it exciting. They took the exciting parts and then blended it with this cool, you know, great choruses, big chorus, amazing production, amazing drumming, amazing vocalists. This is just great. And
mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, I think that this band, obviously they're a very big band. And they have a diehard fan base and they do big tours. I think this is the record that's going to put them over the top and they're going to be this band that is selling out, you know,
for sure,
2,500 cap rooms. If they're not already, I think they're going to be that band. And, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. They were able to find this spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly different for a band like them to really find that spot where that sweet spot where it's like, okay, we're going to be able to do something that's going to push us forward and find a new audience, but something that our fans are also really going to like.
Yep.
And they did it. And kudos to them. I think it's a really, really good record.
Yeah. And I honestly don't think they sacrificed that much. This album's still heavy. It's still riffy. They just kind of added another layer to their sound, which is in most situations where you're kind of a cookie cutter metalcore band, it's only going to make you better, I think. So I really think they kind of improved on the formula that they've had for a long time, and very similar to that Knocked Loose EP last year, kind of pushed past the stagnation and just really, really put forward a solid effort.
Yep. No, it's hard to think of a band really doing it better than them right now, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. You know, and we know the names, and I don't want to throw anyone else into the bus because there's a lot of good music coming out kind of in that space. But I think that this is really head and shoulders above most of it.
For sure. And speaking of head and shoulders above most of it, what'd you think of this new Fire From The Gods record?
You know what? I skipped it. I'm sorry. I listened to the singles and I didn't get to the whole record, but tell the people what you thought.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I think the singles are definitely where the meat on this record is, unfortunately. But the other songs are still quite good. I just don't think that they had enough kind of attention paid to them.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I think the record's still solid. I think it's fun. The band is extremely talented.
Very.
And you know, the songs they want you to remember, you do. So.
Yep. There you go.
One other thing I wanted to talk about. The contest is over, everybody. We have the worst song name of the year already chosen. Thank you, Dark Throne. Because without you, we wouldn't have The Sea Beneath the Seas of the Sea.
No.
Horrible song title. Pretty great record. It's Dark Throne in 2022. but
well, you know, Dark Throne's got jokes. Is that what's going on now?
I don't know.
Okay, man. Whatever, dude. That's cool. I don't know. I that's another one I forgot to listen to. I do like Dark Throne, band that I think is, you know, I think we talked about it last week, kind of underrated, despite being, you know, legendary. But yeah, I
this is my call out for a metalcore band to name a song Under the Toe of the Undertow. TOE on the first one, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, that at least makes sense. Are yeah. these C's all spelt like a, like the, you know, like the ocean?
Yep. Every single one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they got jokes, but hey, anytime a metal band like that can throw a little comedic piece in there, mm-hmm. even if it falls flat, I respect the attempt.
Yep. But with that, I think that kind of covers everything that we had last week. I don't think there is anything else kind of crazy that surprised
the Fear,
me.
The Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas record was pretty crazy.
Oh yeah, we talked about that already. We had both listened to it. Yeah,
that's true. We did listen to the whole thing. I listened to it again and yeah, pretty hard to get through. it's a lot, man.
It really
is. Sensory overload, but I do, again, it's different. I respect what they're doing and yeah, it's just like, it's like an anime theme song for like 38 minutes or something, which maybe isn't my cup of tea, but I do respect the band.
For sure. Yeah, just looking through the new Dr. Acula album. Great. I think the band kind of redefined themselves. Very, good. Very cool.
Great to
happy
hear.
Those guys are back. There was one other thing I thought I had listened to. I don't remember.
All good. Well, we got lots to get
cool,
to this
This
week
cool
too.
New pop punk band that our good friend Neil pointed out to me.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of secondhand, I think, but they're called Goalkeeper. They released an album called I Wish I Met You Sooner. Record fucking
great
slaps.
Band. Yeah, good great, stuff. Great band. They've been slapping it for a couple of years now. I've been hearing about them for a little while. And yeah, they're one of those bands, man. They're right on the cusp. They're going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see them opening up a big tour. And then next thing you know, everyone's going to be talking about this band. They're right there.
Yeah, I hope so. I think they're pretty sweet. So glad I was able to find them.
Absolutely.
You ready to talk about this week though?
Yeah, man, let's jump in. I'm sure we have how many this week, actually?
Just
I don't know.
Five.
Five, a just classic five. Top five. Look at this.
Classic.
Going
top
back to
five.
Basics on the new noise. I love it. All right. Well, let's jump in then with number five.
So number five, we talked about a lot of these kind of up and coming pop punk bands that are really breaking through the scene right now. And I've got another one for you. It's Magnolia Park with their new record, Baku's Revenge. We got three singles off of this, and I think it's just super fun, modern pop punk that's got some kind of hip hop and pop sensibilities, more so than kind of the stuff coming out in 2010s. I think if you like First and Forever and Hot Milk, you're going to absolutely love this band.
Yeah, agreed. Not taking themselves too seriously either.
Yep.
You know, some funnier music videos and some funny lyrics. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a song called Addison Rae, the TikTok girl. So yeah, yep. they're definitely, you know, going for kind of a certain spot, which I can't really think of who's really occupying that space right now. You know, it seems like a lot of the kind of emo, you know,
at the
emo
altar.
Rap people. Yeah, maybe. But, you know, it's just everything's a little bit, maybe taking themselves a little bit too seriously. And this band mm-hmm. really isn't. But that being yep. said, really, really good songs and great hooks. Like this is the kind of, I always marvel at these kind of songs when you're like, every line is catchy. Like every line mm-hmm. sounds like a hook. It's amazing some of the songwriting that's going into these singles. So I'm excited to hear this whole thing. Great band. Where are they from? I don't even know.
They're from Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. There super cool. But like you mentioned that Addison Rae song, like I had no idea who she was. I just assumed it was somebody they knew because I don't TikTok, right?
yeah.
But I thought it was really funny. Like I like once in a while when a band does that like intro where it's like obviously them in the studio trying to come up with the idea for how the song's going to go. And they just take that little snippet and then it goes right into the chorus that they were just talking about.
Yeah, it's cool. It's always cool to get that little peek behind the curtain,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, of what they were trying to do. And I'm sure there's even an even bigger story. So
for sure.
Yeah, really cool. It's cool for a band like them, a newer band to kind of do that too. I really, really like them.
Mm-hmm. It's like, one of those things where you do the intro like that, or when you make the guitar solo harmonize with the chorus, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
love those. They're
there you go.
A little cheesy, but they always get me.
Bands, if you're listening, this is the way into Mike's heart. These little tricks.
Either be sleep token or these little tricks. coming up in number four, are you ready for it?
Sure.
So we've got the new record, Seattle, Washington's own Avoid, with their new album, Cult Mentality. This is a really cool band that's kind of like Driveways and in this weird like metalcore, easycore space that's a bit hard to define because they're kind of taking the genre and making it their own.
Yes.
They're also similar to Magnolia Park, really not taking themselves seriously.
Yes.
I think it's the song Whatever, where there's like kind of an instrumental intro and then like it just says robot voice and it's right. Got like the super auto tune on it. Like I've had this song in my playlist and I just haven't noticed it. But when you're like listening to things and like actually like paying attention for the show, like I noticed that. I'm like, that is one of the funniest things I've heard in a song all year. 10 out of 10, boys.
I noticed it right away. It's funny that I didn't know they were from Seattle until right now. Mm-hmm. Because I got kind of dragged under vibes a little bit from them. Another great Seattle band.
And that's exactly what I was going to say is like, if you're a fan of Dragged Under, like these guys, very similar and sound really cool.
Yep. Yep. It's very like fast punk forward. It reminds me a little bit maybe of Beartooth at moments, although overall maybe not as heavy, but yeah, they're not taking themselves too seriously. The singer absolutely rips. Yeah, and they're on that new label, newish label called Thriller Records, which is Bob from Fearless Records' new label.
I didn't know it was Bob from Fearless. Cool.
Yeah, I think they were kind of like the first kind of flagship signing of the label. Mm-hmm. And I've been waiting for this band to pop. I think the pandemic sort of set them back a little bit, as it happened with so many, you know, newer, younger bands. But this band's got the goods, man. These singles are awesome. If you're looking for, you know, I'd say kind of like a heavier pop punk band, a little more modern with some humor. This is going to be right up your alley. Really, really solid all the way through.
Honestly, looking at Thriller Records, bands that they have here, they are doing pretty great right now. They got Rain City Drive, previously Rain City, previously Slaves, Outline and Color. They've got one of my favorite emo rappers, Riley. They've got In Her Own Words, super solid, Call Me Charisma. Happy Days, Avoid, like this is pretty solid.
Yep.
Good stuff.
I mean, Bob's the man, always has been. So
yeah.
It's great to see. And Avoid, don't sleep on this band. This is going to put them on the map, I think, once again, finally.
Yep, for sure. You ready for the number three?
Yeah, I sure. As hell
going
I am,
across
Mike.
The pond for the only time this month or week. We've got the new record, Ashes Lie Still by Ingested. This is one of those awesome death metal bands that has been doing it for quite a while. They're super consistent and just heavy and great.
Yeah, it's true. I was thinking of like how to describe this. It's like, yep, they're a death metal band. They're heavy and great. And you know, it's like, where do I really like what? It's hard to say like what sets them apart. The only thing that I kind of came up with was I like some of the thrash metal elements.
Yeah.
Some like throwback stuff that you're almost like, is this a Slayer riff? I don't know if it is, but it's cool.
I had that exact thought. One of the breakdowns sounds exactly like, or not breakdowns, like one of the runs, right? It sounds like that da na 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 in Raining Blood.
It does sound like Raining Blood.
Super similar.
It does sound like Raining Blood. Yeah. It's kind of got that. Yeah. I know the song too. But I like that though. I think that's cool. If they meant to pay homage, cool, even cooler. If they didn't, whatever, who cares? They've also got Sven from Aborted on a song.
Yep.
You know, everyone knows I love Aborted. And I'm sure this is going to be a solid record all the way through. Production is great. But I like it. It sounds a little more real. It's not too fake sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Really good.
You mentioned the thrash. They're pulling influences from everywhere too. There are some really cool moments on here where I think, oh, that's like a tinge of black metal on this, or oh, that's a tinge of like slamming brutal deathcore, or like stuff like that. Like they're not afraid to pick out tones and things that they like kind of the higher pitched scratchy breakdowns and stuff like that from slam, which I think is a really cool thing, and shows that they're not wanting to stagnate in that kind of like old school sound.
100% agree. 100% agree.
super awesome. You ready for number two?
Yeah, number two. Only two left. It's going so fast today. Number two.
I know, right? So going back over to the U.S., Virginia Beach, Virginia's own Pride and Joy got the new record Myself in the Way by Turnover. I don't know how to describe this band or why I love this ambient indie disco synthwave whatever so much.
Very difficult to describe. And, you know, it's funny because I think so many people tend to mix up Turnstile and Turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a Brandon Yates feature on this just to make it even a little more confusing.
I know, right?
I know they're friends. And I don't know if they're friends because their names were so similar or what. But the bands are not very similar sonically. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure there's some hardcore influence in here. You don't really hear it. This is a band that has mastered the ambient guitar tone, and put together just some absolutely beautiful pieces of music. I love to see this band getting so popular. Mm-hmm. Their one record, I forget the name of it now.
That's the record everybody talks about.
Incredible record. I think probably came out 6 or 7 years ago.
2015.
And here they are just from there. They've just continued to grow. I've never seen the band live. I feel like that's a thing. That's an experience, you know, to hear what they do in that setting. I feel like they'd really take you on a journey. So yeah, Turnover is, just incredible. And you're right. Very hard to describe.
Yeah. I think overall, I had to listen to these set of singles twice for Turnover. I've been listening to them like up until now as well, but just kind of paying attention because the first time I listened to it, I really got kind of lost in the instrumental, in the ambient sounds and trying to like pick out where some of the influences were. Like, I forget which song it is, but like there's a song that's almost a straight up disco song, like from the 4-4 and just the chord progression and everything like that. It feels like I'm listening to the Bee Gees, but it's got that kind of like ambient guitar tone over it. And it feels fresher and weird. And then the second listen, I kind of like forced myself to listen to the lyrics and what they were doing vocally. And I mean, this band is just great. I think every aspect of what they're doing just really melds together well and makes for a fun experience.
Yep, for sure. If you've got that kind of indie rock, if you like indie rock, give mm-hmm. this a chance. This is like a little deeper than your typical indie rock band. You know, it's got, you can kind of tell they kind of were raised on punk rock a little bit, I think, with some of the sensibility. I think it's amazing. And once you listen to this new record, go back and listen to their other, I think, 4 records, because they're all pretty good. Pretty good. Good discography.
For sure.
Well, it's that time, Mike. We're going to get into the number one album of the week after this very short break. We'll be right back. And we're back. Wow. I got to say, Mike, I'm feeling better, man. I think just talking to you, getting my mind off things has really helped. So thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem, bud. You know, I like to do it every week.
Yes.
that like always happens too. Like sometimes once you, like, I always feel like if I get sick and I start like wallowing and I just like lay in bed, like I always feel worse longer than if I just like get up and start making myself do things. Right.
Yep. 100%. No, we have a thing for that. We call it, you got to show your body who's boss.
Yes.
Which may be dangerous at some points. I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice, but there are times when it's like, yeah, you're going to wallow in your own sorrow and your own pity, laying in bed, feeling like shit. Like maybe if you go out and take a walk, you know, get a soda pop or something, you feel better. Yep. So I don't know. That is something I think to be said for that, is getting your body moving a little bit and taking your mind off things.
I mean, exercise releases endorphins. It's science.
There you go. Science, baby.
You ready for that number one?
Yeah, let's get into it. The number one album of the week.
All right. Number one album of the week. I think that everybody is really kind of expecting this. You're coming here. You know what's going on this week. Number one, we're talking about the new Frog Lord record. fully kidding. No, it's the new record Dark Sun by Dayseeker. These guys are absolutely on the top of their game right now. Instrumentally, I think they have really found their sound. I think Rory kind of exploring this sound with his side project Hurtwave has really only improved Dayseeker as a whole. I think just for me, they've stepped back a smidge lyrically from when they were doing the concept albums a little bit earlier in their career. But that's not to say that the lyrics are bad or anything like that.
No, they're not. They're really good.
I think this record is going to be absolutely awesome.
Yep. This band, I mean, obviously, they need no introduction at this point. Their last album really did take them to a new place, and it was really great to see them finally achieving the popularity that they deserve. You know, they were in the trenches for a while. I think people weren't sure what kind of band they were. You know,
I don't think they were sure what kind of band they were.
Yeah, that's fair. It's like, is this a metalcore band? Is this more post-hardcore? Is this more like
in the pop-punk side? Like, I've been a fan for all.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
That record. Don't get me wrong. To be defeated. I think I've been a fan since like that, right? Is that their first record? Or no, Origin. Origin was the first record I hopped on.
Yeah, incredible.
Not to say that first was bad, but
it didn't matter. I think, you know, people were talking about this band because mostly because Rory is, I mean, if he's not the best singer in the scene, he's like top three. He's an incredible, vocalist.
I think he's on tour right now with My Pick with Bad Omens and Noah Sebastian. So
there you go. Two peas in a, I was going to say iPod. that's so bad. That's worse than the Dark Throne joke. Yes, obviously, and Bad Omens, that's a whole conversation we will have sometime again, I'm sure, when they release more music. The band is absolutely crushing it. But this is Dayseeker's Day in the Sun right now, and they are absolutely killing it. These singles are phenomenal. I think the best they've ever released. And Rory sounds amazing. He's always sounded amazing. It's just, this band is going to explode once again. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to see because they're just insanely talented, insanely good at what they do. And it took them a little while to get here, which I think, you know, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, sometimes it does. But yeah, really happy for these guys. I'm going to listen to this record right away tomorrow morning. And yeah, real excited for it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know. I wish I've got so much more to say about Dayseeker, but like, I don't need to. Just go listen to this, make this the first thing you listen to on Friday. And this thing is going to slam. It's going to slap. So get on it.
Hell yeah. You want to do a quick recap before we get in those honorable mentions?
Sure. Let's start at number five.
We got the new record, Baku's Revenge by Magnolia Park.
Number four.
Cult Mentality by Avoid.
Number three.
Ashes Lie Still by Ingested.
Number two.
Myself in the Way by Turnover.
And the number one album of the week, of course.
Dark Sun by Dayseeker.
Beautiful thing. Great list. Great bands. For sure. Yeah, you can't go wrong with any of these five. Really, really good stuff. I'm sure we got some honorable mentions, so let's jump right into those right away.
Yeah, I did mention it a little bit earlier. There is a new Frog Lord album. This is one of those weird projects that I just love because it's so weird and niche, but it's kind of a doom sludge swamp metal band that is amphibian based, and it's just so strange, but I love
amphibian
it.
Amphibian based.
it's a new super one. Cool.
Amphibian core. That's a new one.
Yeah, something like that. there's a new Slowly Slowly record, so make sure you check that out if you're into pop punk.
Cool.
There's a new Black Anvil record, absolute legends of black metal. They've been around for a really long time, so that record's going to slam.
All right.
New record from the Pretty Reckless. See how that goes.
No, good, great band. Mm-hmm. Great band. One of the better kind of, you know, radio bands.
For sure. And on Monday, we got a new record from the Sawtooth Grin. They're back together, and that is their first record in, I think, 16 years or something like that.
Wow.
So make sure you check that out if you're into some chaotic, grindy, crazy mathcore stuff.
I'm into it.
As far as EPs, kind of in the same boat as the Sawtooth Grin, we've got a new EP from The Sound That Ends Creation. It's got super cool.
Yeah.
As far as some like metalcore, we've got a new EP from Johnny Booth. These guys are really kind of shooting for the stars, up and coming, I think, at least in my book, right? Just super, super fun. Metalcore. It's a good time.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah. And there's a new EP from Sharptooth. So make sure you check that out if you're keen.
Yeah, a little bit of drama there, right? With former singer leaving the band or something, and they're moving on without her, and it'll be interesting to see about that one.
For sure. And in a rare occasion, I'm going to talk about a deluxe album here in the honorable mentions. We normally don't talk about these, but...
No, we don't.
Our good friends in Youth Fountain releasing a deluxe album of their last album, Keepsakes and Reminders. If you still haven't checked that out, what is wrong with you? We've talked about this ad nauseum that you need to. Yeah. And the deluxe is only giving you more songs to listen to. So there you go. I don't know what else you want.
Yep. One of the best pop punk records of, was it last year or the year before?
I think last year.
Yeah, I think it was last year. No, yeah. Actually, it might have been the year before.
Maybe. I don't know.
Really good though.
Yep.
That was last year. It was last year. Never mind.
Coming into the singles, we've got a new single from Hoodie Allen, kind of indie, kind of almost did the pop punk and rap thing before it was cool. So I'm excited to see he's making some new music again. Should be fun. We've got a new single from Earthside. This is a super cool progressive metal band that I think everybody should be listening to if you like prog, if you like metal.
Okay.
Avril Lavigne featuring Youngblood.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of interesting. We'll see where it goes.
She's really in the scene now, isn't she?
She kind of is, yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Another feature. They've announced their new record for, I think it's either February or March next year. But August Burns Red featuring Jesse Leach of Killswitch Engage. Holy moly.
Sick.
Song's a banger.
Sick. No, that's great. I mean, band August Burns Red, I feel like they don't do that many features.
They don't. And they have four on this record.
Wow. Well, that's great. That's great. I love it. I love to see it.
For sure. Pincer Plus, new single. That is actually the plus sign after the word pincer. These guys go hard. They're a really new band. I forget who is in the band, honestly. It was somebody interesting. It's their new project. I forget. But they're just super cool.
All right.
Do they have it on here? No, I don't see a name on here. Oh, well. I forget who is in this. But sick band. New song from the hardest to spell name in all of metal. How do you think you spell Sansabog?
Sansabog?
Yeah.
S?
Yep.
I'm already wrong, aren't I?
No, you're right.
Okay. S A
Yep.
N D
yep. Nope.
Z I B O G?
Nope. It is S A N G U I S U G A B O G G.
Oh, yeah, that would be tough. That'd be a tough one. Good luck finding that on Spotify.
Hell yeah. Super awesome band, though. Make sure you check that out. Going for a death metal band with a much easier to pronounce name that is also just as good. We've got a new single from Flub. I love them.
Yeah.
I found them because their name is ridiculous and they just make some awesome tech death. So check that out.
Great band.
And going for some doom death, we've got a new single from Insomnium, one of the bands who's been making doom metal for the absolute longest, and their songs are the absolute longest, but they're phenomenal. Make sure you check that out.
Good old doom death.
Yep. Good old punk boys, NOFX, have a new single out.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. See what happens. This is from their upcoming album, double album, and their last album.
Yeah.
They are apparently breaking up, so that's going to be really interesting.
For sure. In what seems like an unending wave of content, we have another new song from Buried Alive.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing, man. That's an amazing thing. It's incredible.
I know, they're great. I need a little bit of a break, though. got a new song from To The Grave, super cool deathcore band kind of popping out of the scene right now. Just absolutely awesome. And kind of old school death metal, deathcore band, Suicide Silence, new song. Make sure you check that out.
All right. Course.
Also, new song from Wolves at the Gate. I know a lot of people will be happy about that. And you know, I save that best honorable mention for last.
You love to do it.
I do. What is one of the craziest features you could ever think of for a Nothing Nowhere song?
Oh boy.
It's big.
You know, we love Nothing Nowhere here. And man, give me the genre.
Pop punk.
Pop punk. Oof.
But not pop punk anymore.
Not pop punk anymore. Man, that's tough. I think I give up.
It is Nothing Nowhere featuring Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Not even a singer. What, is he going to play bass or scream?
I have no clue, but I'm here for it.
Probably going to scream.
If he screams, I'll be so happy.
That is insanely cool. It's got to. I don't think he sings, right? Ever. So
I don't know.
You know, like Saturdays, you know, the first album, mm-hmm. Fall Out Boy, you know, that's Pete.
Yep.
And he was in some hardcore bands when we were kids, you know?
Yeah.
Arma Angelus and
isn't he in the Damn Things too?
Was he in that band?
He's in some super group project.
I know Joe from Fall Out Boy was in that band. I think Joe and Andy. I don't think it was Pete. But
yeah.
Regardless.
That sounds more right.
Yeah, but regardless, that is very cool. And I love to see it. And God, I love Joe. Guy's the best.
For sure.
So Nothing Nowhere. I mean, I just love it. There's like no rules. He does what he wants. It's always good. It's always well thought out. One of the nicest, kindest people. It's great to see. There must be a new record coming pretty soon too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hope so.
There's singles. They're coming.
We love it.
I love it so much. Well, Mike, that's a great list today.
Thanks.
We have so many good records from this week. And yeah, if you get through all five this week, make sure you go back. Don't sleep on that Polyphia record from last week, Fit for King, if you're looking for some metalcore, and lots more. So
you know what? Go back to January. Listen to the Fit for an Autopsy record again, because it's album of the year time, baby. We're starting to grind these.
Wow.
And get everything together.
So you're still on January, though, is what you're saying. You're still listening to January's albums.
Oh, I'm not telling anybody where I'm at right now. I'm an enigma when it comes to album of the year.
He sure is. I don't even know it until we're like live on freaking Twitch or whatever. We'll see what we do this year. We'll do some extravaganza.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited for it. I gotta get my shit together too, because I know it's gonna be overwhelming just like every year.
Yep. It's what happens.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for this. And everybody
else, as always, bud.
Get listening to music. Some of the best music ever is coming out this year.
Toodles.
Bye.